Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Abounding Ability. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How do you get from where you are to where the Lord wants you to be? You got to trust Him and you got to obey Him. That means go where He says go. Stay where He says stay. Sow where He says sow. Verse 12. So Isaac did what? He didn't go to Egypt. He trusted God and stayed right where He told him to stay and sowed where? In that land where He told him to sow and received in that same year 100-fold. When everybody else was dried up and getting nothing, he got 100-fold. He got 100-fold in the middle of a famine. Somebody say 100-fold. In the middle of famine. Is his cup running over? And the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and a great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. He had so much. Can you say glory to God? How are we going to get from where we are to where we need to be? Trust and obey. That means put him first. Do what he said do. Stay where he says stay. Don't just let the world lead you. Don't let numbers lead you. Don't let business associates lead you. Don't let family that don't believe in God lead you. Go where he says go. Stay where he says stay. Sow where he says sow. Invest where he says invest. He reaped in that same year 100-fold. In the New Testament, you see the same kind of idea. You remember in Luke 5 when Jesus had used Simon's boat. Luke 5 and verse 4. He said, Simon, launch out into the deep. Let down your nets for a draught. So what did Simon do? He said, Master, we've toiled all the night. This is Luke 5:5. We've toiled all the night and taken nothing. What would be his natural tendency? This preacher don't know what he's talking about. I'm a fisherman. I fish these waters all the time. I know. And the fish ain't here right now. Besides that, it's daytime. They're going to see the net when I throw it in. Besides that, we're all tired. We just put the nets up. I need to go home and go to sleep. Get ready for work tonight. This preacher wants me to go out here and get my nets all wet and how come we're going to read about this story and read about this miracle? Because he trusted the Lord enough to do what he told him to do. Didn't he? Nevertheless, because you say so. It don't make sense. Nobody else is doing it. But because you say so, at your word, I will. Let down the net. Verse 6, when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net broke. Verse 7, he beckoned to their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships so that they began to sink. Is this just enough? This is not just enough. This is way more than enough. This is surplus fish. Too many fish for the net. Too many fish for the boats. It's a net breaking. Ship sinking. Catch. Wouldn't the Lord know how many fish to give them without breaking the nets and sinking the boats? But he just keeps giving them fish, giving them fish. They're going, God, we're sinking the boats. He said, ain't my problem. Your boat's too small. Here, have some more fish. Oh, somebody say glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. How do we get from the the living of not enough, or even living of just enough, to living in more than enough surplus. The Lord's been ministering to Phyllis and me about this. We've been praying about this. You know, when the Lord gives us something like this that we're teaching, it's not just so you can take notes and go, that's interesting. Yeah, God's a good God. No, He's ministering to us so we can come up to another place. Yes. Things are supposed to change. Yes. Your thinking, my thinking, the way we talk, the way we live and operate is supposed to change so that the Lord is able to bring us up to a place where all of our needs are met, plus we have abounding ability to do for the kingdom, for people that are hurting, hungry, needy, right? Our fellow brother and sister, way out beyond just enough for our needs and desires. Do you believe it, saints? Do you believe this is the will of God for every one of us? And so in praying about this, you know, the needs of the ministry have been met. And as you see, the projects, the money has come in. I mean, we got enough to what has already happened to just thank God profusely night and day. Yes, amen. Night and day. And we do and we will. But to be frank with you, there have been times, more than once, that we had what we needed, general operating, you know, the churches and ministry, but that's all we had. We were able to pay our bills, but it's tight. Got everything you need, and we're thankful for that. But we're praying about, Lord, we know this is not your perfect will and perfect plan. Surplus is your will. Amen. How do we get from here to there? Amen. Anybody with me? Yes. How do we get from here to there? Trusting Him, obeying Him. We've sown seed in other places before, and I can look back and see how that was a catalyst and a key God used. In fact, go with me back to Luke 6:38, where Phyllis was sharing what the Master said about this. Luke 6:38. How's it going to come to you? Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and what? And what? And what? Running over. Men, people are going to give into your bosom. How did that paragraph start? With the word give. The understood subject is you. You give, and then it's going to be given to you. Not just what you gave, but good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. How many have given in the general offerings here in the churches or ministries? Well, raise your hand. I want to make sure I know who I'm talking to now. You have given in the general offerings in this church, in the ministry. You sowed a seed today. A beggar. You did. You and me. Us. We just got through communicating to the board members earlier today, and the seed has already been sent. Thank you, Lord. And here's Phyllis and I got this in our heart, and of course you don't do anything, you know, hastily or haphazardly like this, but checking it, and over lunch, I looked at her, and it just came up in my heart. I said, this is a surplus seed. A surplus seed. Why am I telling you? You have surplus seed in the ground tonight. Hallelujah. The church here in Sarasota had a part of it. The church in Branson had a part of it. More Life Ministries had a part of it. So all of our partners, More Life Ministries, watching by the internet, or watch later, if you've given to the ministry in recent times, you got seed in this.
Thank you, Lord.
We sowed, you sowed, in the Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Oh. Hallelujah, the expansion of, you know, their TV and all the stuff that they're doing. And we prayed with them today, and he prophesied, and the Lord said some things about this surplus seed. It stirred him up tremendously, and it stirred me up when I heard it. Somebody say surplus seed.
Surplus seed.
It's a surplus seed. It's a surplus seed. Whatever you sowed is not just what you have a right to believe for. Whether you were sowing in 20s or 100s or 1,000, whatever you sowed, that's not your seed. All of our seed was put together.
Amen.
And that's what the Lord will multiply. And so your harvest is a surplus of the percentage of the seed.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. The people in Branson, the people watching online, the partners with More Life Ministries.
Hallelujah.
Oh, somebody say glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know we didn't do this lightly. We got seed in the ground to produce a surplus harvest. And it's important that you, everybody that's given that has a part of the seed, if you gave in the general, like we said, you got a part in it. It's important that you release your faith and claim the harvest. Do you believe God is able to bring you up to another place of living where you don't just scrape by and rake by all the time? Where that you get everything you got paid off, paid off, paid off, and paid for. And then you have
surplus,
extra. All your bills are paid. All your needs are met. And you have above and beyond.
Amen.
That. And you don't just experience it a time or two out of 5 or 10 years. You start living that way.
Amen.
You start living that way. Come on, think about it. Has God been meeting our needs? Has He been sustaining us? Why couldn't He meet our needs with some extra on a consistent basis? Just like He's been meeting our needs. Is there a restriction in His ability? Or is it because that's all we've been believing for? That's all we've been believing for is only just. Only just. Only just or overflow.
Overflow.
Said out loud, I got a seed in the ground.
I got a surplus seed.
In good ground. Right now.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Abounding Ability, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me